Yeah. Okay. So today on Daf Yutess. Okay. So on the Mishnah on Daf Yutess. So again, now we're going to talk about the get. So today we're going to talk about what ink you can use to write the get, and on what the Mishnah is going to mention on what you can write the get. So with kol kosvim, with all types of inks, I guess, that all types of things that are used for ksiva, you can write with kol kosvim. Bidyo, we're going to probably interpret this stuff more in the Gemara, but Dio, I believe, is actual ink. Bisam, right? Bisam, Bisikra, or Sikra, if you remember, it's a reddish thing. That's what they do with the Meiser Behema, you know, it's with the Sikra that it's a red dye. Bikumos, Bikankatom, Ubichol Davar Sukayama, anything that has sort of a permanent marking on the parchment. But ink goes from, we do not write to get lobe mashkin, without with licks and liquids, lobe may peros, with fruit juices, the lobe called davar she'eno miskayim, with anything that can be erased quickly, something that doesn't stand. You need a permanent, right? Rashi says, we'll get that in a minute, but okay. Al hakol kosim, you may write to get on everything, but it has to be detached, I guess, we're going to learn. It has to be something that's detached, because it's for kasav and nasan, it's not for kasan, detach, and give to her. So it has to be something that's separated. Ala kol kosim, ala haloso zayas, on the leaf of an olive tree, which is interesting, because it must be a pretty big leaf, or maybe writing on multiple leaves, I'm not sure. Right, no, but how big, you have to write the whole text on the get, how do you do it, right? Al hakeren shalapara, you can write it on the horn of the cow, even if it's mechuber to the cow, the nos then law as a para, and then you give her the, again, these are extreme scenarios, but just explaining the, you know, when we explain the extremes, that's how you get to the rules. And al yad shel eved, you can even write it on the hand of the, I don't know how you do it, you tattoo it, you permanently mark it onto the hand of the eved, the nos then law, what?
Detached?
No. That doesn't, it's already detached. It's missing. You don't have to detach it. V'nosten la esa eved, and you give her the eved. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, no. You need to write it on something that's suitable for writing. That's what he says. V'omer ein kosim lo al davar sheish beruchayim. You can't write on anything that has any life in it, which means excludes the para and the eved. V'lo al ha'ochalin, or not on any food item. I guess maybe it's not even on any leaf. It has to be something, not something that can be written on. Tanakam says something that can be written on, and Rav Yosef says something that is suitable, used for writing. I guess that's how you might explain that machlokas. Okay. So the Mishnah had mentioned five things that you can use to write the get, and now the Gemara is trying to explain what that is. Dio is diota, which I believe just means ink, right? Right. Toso says, brings Rabbeinu Tam, on Rabbeinu Tam, the dio shalanu, hu karoi dio. And they wrote with ink back in the Middle Ages. And they dipped it, but it was ink. Dio diota. Sam, what's sam? That is sama. Okay? Sam is sama. Rashi says it's orpiment. I don't know what that means. Maybe translates what orpiment is. I'm not sure what orpiment is. I looked it up in the...
It says ink derived from a grass root.
I looked orpiment up in the Jastro, and the Jastro said orpiment. So I don't know. That must be the word. So... Orpiment. Maybe I should have looked up in art school. That's what Sam is.
You know what art school says?
What? Orpiment. Okay. Sikra. What is Sikra? Amar Rabba Bar Rachana. Sikra Shema. It's a red dye, some sort of red dye. And what's Komum? Komum is Kuma. It's some sort of sap that comes out from the trees. And Kankatom, what's Kankatom? Amar Rabba Bar Rachana. Amar Shmuel, or Amar Rabba Bar Shmuel. It's Charta. The ush chavei. It's some sort of the black dye used by the shoemakers.
Shoe polish.
Right. Just some shoe polish. Shoemakers comes up a lot, right? He says, right. Okay. V'chol davar shehu miskayin. Then the Mishnah says, v'chol davar. It lists five and anything. So a typical Babylonian fashion, v'chol davar is to include something more. It's not just, whenever you have a rule in the Mishnah, the Babli always says, it comes to include something. Just listen, it's not a summary. It just comes to include. Lasuye mai. Lasuye to add. Had the sonny Rabbi Chia, that which was taught by Rabbi Chanina, kisavo, you wrote to get b'mei tarya va'afatza kosher. Not sure what mei tarya is. Afatza usually with this gallnut juice. I don't know what he says. What's mei tarya? Right, Rashi said. I don't know Rashi had mei tarya. Oh, tarya says mei geshamim, rainwater. So it's dirty rainwater mixed with the gallnut juice, some sort of combination. Mei, right? Lashon mori mei tarya mayim sheshorin bo pri. It's some sort of rainwater that you sort of you diluted with fruit or something like that, you got some sort of permanent, and it becomes more permanent. And afatsim, I think, means, safats, I think, means, what?
Gola.
I don't know what gola is.
Does it make a difference what color the ink is?
No. You ever had red?
Red, black?
We just said red. Sikra is red.
White with
urine? It was a white show, as long as it's permanent. The Mishnah doesn't seem to make any difference between the color. This has to have permanence. Okay. Tanya, Rabbi Chiya says, Kisavo ba'avar, you wrote it with avar. Rashi says, it's sometimes you soaked lead in water, right? Bishichor, Bishor means coals. Bishichor. This is also, I think, is the shoemaker. It's the same thing as the charta de ushbechi, which is why Tosfos says the charta de ushbechi is different, because now he's meaning bring it down again. But if the shoemaker is black, that's all kosher. Again, I guess everything, as long as it has permanence. Okay. Now, talking about writing, they're going to try now to bring down a little bit from Hilchos Shabbos, about Melach of Ksiva. So if somebody on Shabbos writes two letters with permanent ink, then you're chayav because of kosev. That's kosev.
I'm saying, so why does that be permanent?
Because the pasuk says a kosev, and they learn it has to be a ksav. It has to be a ksav. That's the rules. The kosev law.
They don't rip it up. They just start cutting it.
It's the kusav. That's it all, in order for it to be a valid get, the rules are it has to be a ksiva. What's considered a ksiva? Ksiva has to have permanence. If it's not permanent, it's not a ksiva.
I'm just curious, is it meant to be kept?
I don't know, I have no idea. Baruch Hashem, I have no idea. So he has plenty of experience.
He knows, right. That's
what he does. Yeah, so two.
I don't believe
they don't keep it. Well, it's not destroyed though, but so it's deposited somewhere. She keeps a receipt.
Right, she keeps a receipt.
Okay, so on Shabbos, if you write two letters with permanent ink, you're chayav because of kosev. And if you erase on Shabbos the two letters, but the erasing is done in order to write in their stead two other letters, it has to be mechika amanas lichtov. That's when you're chayav because of mochik. But if you just stam erase for no reason, that were just to get the place, that's not the malacha mochik, and that's just makalkel, and that would be asur midorabanan. But min haTorah you would be pater. Okay, so now the Gemara's going to talk about somebody on Shabbos who writes with permanent writing. When would he be chai for kosev? When he would be chai for mochik? And when would it be makalkel? Then he would be pater. So itmar. So it's the following case: hamavir dio al gabe sikra b'Shabbos. So you have a piece of paper that has red, that's written in red ink, right? Okay, it says, hello, my name is Michael. It's written in red ink on a piece of paper. And I write over the H-E and hello, I write it over with black, with the D-O. Hamavir D-O agabi sikra b'Shabbos. Rabbi Yochanan v'Reish Lakish d'Amri Tarvayu. They both say, chayev shtayim. I'm chayev twice. I'm chayev for kosev and I'm chayev for mochek. Chayev shtayim. Achas mishum kosev for the black ink that I wrote, but achas mishum mochik, because by writing the black ink on top of the red ink, I'm essentially erasing the letters underneath that were originally written in sikra. So therefore, I'm chayav both.
You didn't erase it, but it's as though you did because you can't see it.
So that's erasing.
That's erasing.
So dio agabe sikra. So we're already here. Sorry. Now dio agabe dio. Let's say I take dio on top of dio, or sikra al gabi sikra. This is going to address a little bit what Mr. Ford is trying to point out. Oh, sikra al gabi sikra, then I'm putter. I'm putter, because I didn't erase anything, I didn't change it. It was dio on top of dio, so it's still dio. It was sikra on top of sikra, so it's still sikra. I didn't erase anything, and I didn't write anything new, because it's still the same, product. So therefore, according to that you will be putter. Right? Rashi's putter, sharehu kibitchila. It hasn't changed. When you went from red to black, then you made a change. You erased the red and put the black and substituted the black. But black to black, there's no change. There's no substitution. So there's nothing. You're potter. Okay. Now, what about sikra al gabe dio? If you did the red on top of something that was already dio. So amri la, some say chayav. The amri la potter. And some say you're potter. Excuse me, Amr l'chayev, those who say you're chayev, they say you're chayev, because of mochik. Because right, he says chayv mochiku. Right, he says chayv mochiku. V'lo kosev shemitchila hayakosev hagun me'ata. Originally, it was written well because the Dio apparently seems to be a better writing than the Sikra. So originally, it was written well, and therefore you're not chayv from a new ksiva, but you are chayv for erasing because now you've changed the black into red. I think. I'm not sure why it makes it different. Okay.
You can still see the black.
Is there black out?
It's
still in the middle.
Well, it's not the red thing. Sikra is one type of red. Is one product, and Dio is another product. One's ink, and one's Sikra. I shouldn't say red on black. I'm using red on black as code word. It's not necessarily black on red. It's Dio. Dio is an ink, which I guess you can have red ink also, but they use black ink. And Sikra was a different product. It's the product of Sikra. I don't know how what he defines Sikra.
He calls it red ink.
He calls it red ink. So maybe I'm wrong. Okay, it was a red ink.
So what's the issue there?
You may be right. It's
not the same product. It's a different product. Crazy. One's red, one's black, but it's a different product.
It's
not like you had those four pens that you get.
It's not like that.
But you can see the initial one or not.
Right.
Black ink and Sikra is...
Red ink. No, Sikra is a different material.
It says here it's pigment.
Okay, so it's something different. It's still something. It's still.
So if there's an outline, you fill in the middle. Why is that?
There's no outline. No outline. What outline?
You're
going over the letter. You're writing over the letter. Not an outline. You're completely writing over the letter. He says an outline.
Because over here he said he traces black ink over two letters with red ink.
Yeah.
Right, so that's not an outline. He's writing on top of it, he's tracing on top of it. You have it written down like this, and then you color on top of it.
I thought there's an outline of red in the middle.
No. That's not what he's doing. He's writing on top of it. What?
Nothing to see here.
Yeah, okay. So, Sikra al Gabi Dio, Amri la Chayiv, Amri la Potter. Amri la Chayiv, Mocheku, you're writing racing the letters underneath. Amri la Potter, Mekalkalu. Because you had Ksav to begin with, and you have Ksav on top of it. So, what's the same Ksav? You didn't change anything. It was just what you did to underneath it. Erasing has to be erasing on Manas to write something new. Here, you didn't erase it to write something new because it's still the same Ksiva. You still have Ksiva on top. You didn't write anything new.
It seems like black is better than the red.
Maybe. But.
Why is it not,
he says, "Let's read Rashi." Mekalkalhu v'havi la kimochik amanach shelo lichtov, because you had the black underneath and now you have the red on top. Ulamad mechayev lo havi mekalkal kolkach shorik ksavo nicker. The one who says mechayev, it's not such mekalkal because you can see the difference. That's what it says. So boy minei Reish Lakish me Rav Yochanan. So Reish Lakish says to Rav Yochanan, "Edim, you have edim she'ain yodim lachtom. They don't know how to sign." Right, they don't assign. Mahu, what's the din? She yichtu v'lahem b'sikra. Why don't you write their names out in Sikra? V'yachtemu ksav elyon. V'yachtemu ksav elyon, and then let them write on top of it with ink. Because we just said, right?
V'yachtemu.
Period.
Then sign.
Right, they have to write on top of it.
No,
what are you saying? I read it right. Boy, me neirish lakish meir of Yochanan. Edim she'ein yorshim lachto, ma'u she'yitvul hem besikra v'yachdemu, and then sign on top of it.
Correct.
Right, exactly. But yachdemu, it has to be something that you can recognize, which would mean you would sign it with an ink. Right? Ksav elyon ksav, is the top writing considered a ksav? Oh, eino ksav, or is it not considered a ksav? So amrale eino ksav. He says it's not considered a ksav, to trace on top of it. So Amrole, so Rishlaka says to Rabbi Yochanan, now you're being inconsistent. Baloli Madatanu, you Rabbeinu, you already taught us ksav elyon ksav leion Shabbos. You just said before, if you write ksav on top of, right, if you wrote the black on top of the red, that was a ksav, right? The Yo Agabe Sikra. No, but he didn't say that. Where did Rabbi Yochanan say that? Oh, on top. It says Dio Agabe Sikra b'Shabbos, right? Dio Agabe Sikra b'Shabbos, Rabbi Yochanan Rishlaka coming to Vayu Yuchayu Shtayim. You only be chayiv if it's a real ksiva. So why is it a real ksiva by Shabbos and not a real ksiva by Gittin? So Amrulay, so Rav Yochanan makes back to Reish Lakish. V'chim ibnei shanu medamim nasim maisa. Well, yeah, you're making a comparison, but I'm really talking about, you know, in the ivory tower. I'm just talking about, you know, in the classroom. I don't know if I would act like maisa on it. I mean, Rashi has an interesting language. He says nasim maisa lehakel. I feel the inyan Shabbos. Even when it comes to Shabbos, imba maisli adena b'zman beis hamikdash. I think it should be chayev, But I wouldn't say that he has to bring a korban chatas and potentially bring kulam lazara. I think it would be chayiv. So I'm noted that way by Hilchos Shabbos. But by gittin, I want to make sure that I mean, on the rice level, she has a valid get. I wouldn't say that it's a completely considered a nuksiva, and therefore I would say that it's not considered ksav, and that's not that's not a valid signature. What? Yeah, so he seems to be machmir on both sides. But when push came to shove, he would be machmir all the way at Hilchos Shabbos because he wouldn't want to bring, because then it becomes a, then the chumra on the time of the base of midrash, that chumra would turn into a big kula, which you don't not bring kula in Lazar. Okay.
That's an interesting answer. You think about it.
Right. Rashi is fascinating. I think so.
Why is this? What are you obligating when you become an aid to a get? What are you obligating yourself? I mean,
you have to sign it.
A lot of people write their name and they sign it. Why can't those people just write their name? They're there already, obviously. Right,
they didn't recognize. The case is you come in, there's a sofer, and there's a guy, and you have to have Edom, and the Edom don't know how to sign. So the sofer can. The sofer.
He says others.
Right.
Other people.
Okay, so you, whatever case it is, you make it up that those are that's the cases, and these guys are the witnesses, and they're the ones who have to sign.
Would they be able to write an X or not?
Right. So no. So Itmar, learn Edim she'ein yodim lachtom. Edim that don't know how to sign. We saw this before. Rav Amar mikarim lehem nir chalak and mimalim esakroyim dio. So Machlokes Rashi tells us how to read that, but either it's sort of a trace. That you know, the people who do know, they trace the witnesses' names, and the witnesses then write on top of it. Tosfos doesn't like that. Rabbi Chanan doesn't like that. He says that you make more of a stencil, where you cut out a paper that has their names, and you place it on top, and then they fill in. But then the people ask, well, then if you fill it in, that's not their signatures because they're just filling in what was cut. So they say you can't fill it in all the way; you have to fill it in only partially, so they have a recognizable signature. You have to have something that's recognizable. Okay, that's what it is. You have to basically you lead them on so that they sign. So Adam she'en yodim lachton rabam rakrayim lenir chalak. Umemalim esakroy b'dio. Ushmuel Amar. Shmuel gives another option. He says ba'avar. Ba'avar is some sort of lead that's not davar miskayim. More of a pencil, right? It's not davar shemiskayim. And then the edim would then write on top of the lead, right? Ba'avar sakadaitach. You really think that if they write on top of lead, that's considered a valid signature? Ba'hatani didn't Rabbi Chiya teach us? Ba'hatani Rabbi Chiya ksavo ba'avar. If you wrote ba'avar b'shchor. Ubishichor kosher, that is valid. In other words, if you can't use avar as a thing that's not kosher for signatures in order for someone to then sign on top. We just said, Rechia says that avar itself is ksiva, then you have ksiva on top of ksiva, that's not going to be considered a valid get, apparently. Ksiva is not considered valid.
Right?
That's a different. I understand that. Tosu said that you have to make a stencil and they don't fill out the entire thing.
Even with a stencil, he's not really using his handwriting, he's using the stencil.
If he doesn't fill in the entire box and he's only filling in partial, then that's the part then that's his signature. I hear you. I hear you. Dochek's not a problem. I have the Gemara still. I don't care. All right. So the Gemara says. So, what?
Because we've determined already in Hilchos Shabbos. That red pigment, the reason why it changes is because when you put the black on, in order for the ink not to mix, you actually are taking off the red at the same exact time because it's covering over the red.
Right.
By the tracing, it might not do that. By using the lead underneath, it might be a different case.
Right, but this question is more, it's just ksav that you can't be miskayim, because if you're just using a tracing, they all look the same. It's like when the kids trace on that piece of on that.
A monkey can fill it in.
Right, and a monkey can fill it in. Right, anyone can fill it in. It doesn't look like a unique signature.
The issue is
it doesn't look like you're just saying it doesn't look like a unique signature. How are you going to be miskayim? I hear you. So he says lo kasha. So he's saying how. So the question back is how can you use lead as the base when we say that lead itself is valid? So he says lo kasha ha be'avara ha be'mayid avara. So with lead itself, that's not considered ksav. But b'mayid avara, like some sort of lead-based solution, that is considered. So Shmuel was talking about avar, and Rechi was talking about with mayid avara. Okay, Rabbi Avo Amar, again, another way to help the Edim who don't know how to sign, that the Edim don't know how to sign, you write their names out, b'mei milin, which I think is just water that's soaked in walnuts, right? And then the Edim will just write on top of that their signatures. I guess when you're writing on top, it's not exactly, you don't do it like that, it comes a little more... you know, their hand maybe has more to do with it. Okay.
Did you take their hand and actually write up their name?
No. They have to write it. They have to sign it. No, you can't. I know what you're saying. You said take their hand and sign it.
Because they're writing it. You're just helping them along.
No, you can't. They have to sign it. They have to be the one signing. It has to be their power, not you. Okay. So the Gemara then asks, are the eight No, the underneath.
They use that as the base.
They're using it as the base. If it's done with the base, the May Milim, then that's no good. What May Milim? Oh, I'm on Rabbi Yabo? You know, that's fine. That's no good, meaning it's not a valid signature, so it can be the base, and then they can write on top of it. Okay. So now the Gemara says, can you really use May Milim as the base? Vatani Rabbi Chanina, didn't Rabbi Chanina say, Ksavo b'meitaria v'afatza kosher? If you write with the solution of rainwater and gallnuts, that's considered kosher. So therefore, if it's a kosher thing, it can't be the base for the Edelman sign on top of it. So the Gemara says, lo kasha, hada afit, v'hada lo afit, she'ein mein milim agabim milim. It depends on what you cured the cloth with. Right? If you cured the cloth with afit, with mein milim, then mein milim itself is not going to be so recognizable on the cloth. Then it can be used as the base, and the Edom can then trace on top of it. But if you didn't treat the cloth with the gallnut, so then if you do put gallnut as the base, it'll be recognizable on the cloth, and then it would be considered a valid ksiva, and you couldn't use it as the base for the Edom to trace on top of.
So that there should be a contrast then.
There has to be a contrast. It has to be recognizable. Correct.
Maybe, okay.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Rav Papa Amar. Rav Papa says birok. Use saliva. Exactly sure how that works, but you lose the saliva, and then they do the ink. That's a little gross, but they use the ink on top of the saliva.
But they actually spit on the parchment.
Maybe don't spit on the parchment. Maybe they spit into a cup and they take the cup and they pour it on. It can be millions of ways to do it. You don't have to spit onto the parchment. You're just using saliva as the base.
And that's not the
ksiva. It's not permanent. It's not permanent. And then they trace on top of the rock. V'chein ori lo Rav Papa le Papa Torah, and so too Paskin Rav Papa to, I think Papa Torah means Papa the ox, the cattle trader, the ox trader. He said Baruch. Okay? He said Baruch. V'hani mili, all these things to use to help out witnesses who don't know how to sign. Hani mili, again, there were a lot more people who were illiterate in those days, I think. The people who were literate were a lot more literate than we are, but the people who were illiterate were really, really illiterate. Yeah. You had between the classes. It was incredible. It was a big difference. That extended for a long time. I mean, even in the Middle Ages, even in the 1600s, 1700s. Yeah, I think urbanization kind of changed that. But
giants, we had
nothing. Nobody's.
No middle class.
Basically, v'hani mili begitin. All this applies only by gittin. Ava b'shtaros lo, but not by other shtaros. Not by other star. Again, gittin sometimes is used for all staros. Yet when you use the word gittin, you have to see what it's being compared against. Here, gittin here means gittin nashin, but not by other staros. Rashi says, begittin, the second to last Rashi, mishum iguna could have come up. We'll see in a moment. It's because of iguna. Because off why? The lo meshkachin sahade bekai, ubitokach yifar zeliyam, or yamos, vitizaki liyavim. You have a guy, I want to get the get right now. So the rabbi's there, he's in the right to get. I need witnesses. He pulls two witnesses here, they don't know how to sign. Okay, we'll do this, however it is, we'll get them, we'll trace them, and let them do it. Because if you don't do it right now, then who knows what's going to be. When it comes to shtar, I'll say, see, you're not going to lend $100 now, you lend $100 in 10 minutes, just find witnesses who can sign. Okay? Tahuda Avid Uvda, there was this guy who did this, in this tracing thing, Bishar Staros, with another Staros, right? The Nagde Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana gave him Malkus. I guess he did the wrong thing. He didn't like the guy. The guy did the wrong thing. I'm not sure why. This is something that he has to give Malkus for. But the proof being is that he did the wrong thing. This is not something we want to do by Shar Staros.
You have literate people write out the Shar.
You have the literate people sign the Shtar, the regular Shtar. When it comes to Gittin, if need be, you can have illiterate people. People don't know how to sign, and therefore probably literate, and you can do one of these mechanisms in order to get them to sign. That seems to be what the Gemara is saying. So Tanya Kavase de Rav. We have a Bryce that supports Rav. Again, Rav said, not with these other things. He had this piece of paper where they sort of etched in, according to Rashi, or they used the stencil, according to Tosos and Rabbeinu Chananel. Tanya Kavase de Rav. Edim she'em yodim lichtom. They don't know how to sign. So other people are mikar inlem nir chalak. Umimalam eskarim b'dion. They fill in the blanks with with ink. And Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel b'med Amar Morim. When do we say that this is that's begite nashim? That's only when it comes to bills of divorce. Hava b'shechurei avladim, which for some reason is not compared to gite nashim here. V'shar kol shtaros and all other shtaros im yodim likros v'lachtom. They know how to read. Well, all of a sudden, I added in reading here. Where does that come from? If he knows how to read and to sign, then chotmin, then they sign. The imlav, if they don't know how to read and sign, then ein chotmin, they do not sign. So the Gemara then asks right away, Karyaman the Kanshme. Where's Rabbi Shimon come and talk about reading? Who said that they have to actually read the, they have to read it, right?
Three R's.
Sorry?
Three R's, reading, writing, arithmetic.
Okay. So Karyaman the Kanshme. So Gemara says, Chisurin mechzer of a hachikatani. There's something missing. There's something missing. Edim shen yodim likros. You have edim who don't know how to read. This is how you have to read the whole statement of the brayso that's supporting Rav. If the edim don't know how to read, korin lifnehem. You read before them the shtar. Tanakhama says you can read it for them. They don't have to read. They just have to know what's they have to know what's written in it. The question is why is this not you know edim p'ed, right? If the edim p'ed, you have to so because they already witnessed it. Now they're just reading what was written. They're not witnessing what their testimony is not about. How the, it's about what's written in the star, not what the star, not the writing in the star. So that's why it's not going to be A. You just read it to them. It's a gilui milsa of what they already saw.
Yeah, but they can't affirm that what's
being, right. So we'll get to that a little bit. It has to be trustworthy people. Yeah, we'll get to that in a moment. Chesiri maxer v'hachitani. Edim shein yodim likros karm lifneihem v'chosmin v'she'ein yodim lichtom. What if they don't know how to? And then if you ain't yodim lichtom, then you can do this fill in the blank type thing. But Amar Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, he says, "B'med dvar amurim begitin nashim." About shachuri avadim kol shar shtaros im yodim likros lachlim chotim im lav ein chotim. He says, "No, they have to know how to read and write. And if they don't know how to read and write, you don't do any of this." I know, you like Rabbi Shimon because you have to know what's going on. Okay, Amar Rabbi Lazar, my time with Rabbi Shimon. Why does Rabbi Shimon say that the difference is a difference between gitin and star shtaros? Like we said before, we said in Rashi, "Shelo you benoshi shor lagunos." We don't want any agunos. Guy's sitting in jail. He says, you come today in 2 hours, I'll give her a get. So you run and you pull two guys and to do, be the witnesses. I guess you have to check that they're kosher ages. And you pull these two guys. Everything about them is totally fine except the fact that they can't read or write. That's all. Okay, and Amar Rava. Rava says, Halacha is like Shimon Gamliel, that it doesn't apply. You can't do this, you know, etch-a-sketch on other shtaros. But Rav Gam, the Mishmei, the Rava, Amar, ain't Halacha. The Halacha is not like Shimon Gamliel. Interesting, he says, ain't Halacha like this one. Should he just say Halacha like Rav? Okay, I don't know, to look into that. So the Ela Kamad, so who is it like? It's like Rabbanan. He holds that it's Rabbanan who say that it's kosher to sign other shtaros with Edim that don't know how to read. If you're telling me that we passed like the Rabbanan, then why did Kahana, you know, whip this guy? I mean, maybe, I don't know what's the problem. They're both, Rav Kahana is an Amora, and Rav Gamda is an Amora, and he argued on him. I don't understand why it's a Raya one to the other. If one was a Tana, one's an Amora, I hear that. But they're both Amoraim, so he argues. He says, it's not, maybe he holds like Rav Shimon. All right, but the Gemara seems to say that if no, maybe he's hold, but no, but they have who to rely on, and they're relying on. Rav Shimon Gamliel says you can't do it by other staros, so that's why Rav Kahana gave the guy whips because he's holding like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rav Gamda says that we pass him like Chachamim. So why is the fact that Rav Kahana held like Rav Shimon Gamliel a riot against Rav Gamda? Gavra Gavra Kamers Karamis. They both. I don't understand why it's a kasha. I don't understand. He can hold like the other Tana. All right. So the Gemara says, "V'nadi Rav Kahana." So the Gemara answers, "Targuma." We're going to explain that when Rav Gamda said the halacha was like Chachamim, that's only a kriya. That's only on the reading. Remember, Rav Shimon Gamliel says you have to be able to read and write. The Chacham said, if you can read, if they you can read before them and then have them sign it. But there are people who know how to sign their name, they just don't know how to read. So what happened over here was the Edim didn't know how to read, but they knew how to sign. So there, we say the halacha is not like Rav Shimon Gamliel. They can be read to them and sign it. The case of Rav Kahana was they didn't know how to read or write. And that's why he gave them lashes. Okay. Now the Gemara is going to bring a bunch of Maisim, of Amorayim, who signed the shtar without themselves actually reading it. Again, halacha Maisa, I don't know. I don't know, but I'm just reading the Gemara. So Rav Yehuda, mitztar v'kari. He got older, and had a difficult time reading. Right, but he would make it his business to make sure that he would read the shtar itself that he was signing on, the chasim, and then he would sign. Amar le'ula, Rav Ula says to Rav Yehuda, lo tzericht. You don't have to do that. Da Rabbi Elazar, we know that Rabbi Elazar, who was Mara the Eretz Yisrael, Now he was the Moreh Da'as of Eretz Yisrael. Karu Kameh, they would read the shtar before him, the Chasim, and then he would sign. And also, the Rav Nachman, Karu Kameh Safer Dayane, the Sofrim of his Beis Din would read the shtar before him, the Chasim, and then he would sign. So why are you making it so difficult for yourself to actually try to read this? It's hard for you. Just have somebody read it for you, and then sign it. I agree with you. The Dafgar Rav Nachman. Then the Gemara makes the cooler Rav Nachman that had the Dayanim read it for him. That's Dafgar in the case of Rav Nachman, the Safre Dayani, and his Dayanim, right? That's where Rav Nachman was Mekil. The Islahu Emsa, because it's his guys. So they had some fear of him, and therefore they would be truthful to him. Aval Rav Nachman the Safre Achrina, but Rav Nachman with other Sofrim, or Safre Dayanim, or the Sofrim of the Beis Din, the Inish Achrina, with somebody else who's going to sign, lo. Then not, they would have to, you can't read it to one. In those instances, you have two people read the star. If you have two people read the star, then he quotes it?
Yeah, two people.
Okay, two people read the star. So it's not that you can't have it read at all. These cases where one guy reading the star to him. If you have two people, that's sort of more trusting.
What? Because Rav Nachman was different?
Rav Nachman with his sofer was different because there was such aima between the sofer and Rav Nachman. There was such a bond, I guess, that they weren't concerned about any, about him. What?
I'll spend your way
after. Okay, you can say. No? Everyone else can speak. You can speak.
Exactly.
Come on. We have time. All right? So I have to run out anyway, so you have to tell me now.
Rav Nachman was in Narada.
Okay.
He was the center of...
commerce?
...of the court system.
Okay.
At the time. The Rish Glusa lived there. Everybody lived there. Uh-huh. He was in charge of the
right. courts. That's why he's different. Okay, excellent. Excellent. Okay, Rav Papa. Ki haba asa the kamei shtar parsa. When a Persian star, I guess it's written in Farsi, right? A Persian star came in front of Rav Papa. The Ovid be'arka'o shel kusim, that was made in the courts of, I don't know why kusim, I think it means goyim here, right? Be'arka'o shel kusim. Makre luhu lishne kusim, who called two people who were fluent in Farsi. One not in front of the other, each guy by itself, without him knowing that he was going to be relying on them. He would just say, oh, what does it say? Just let me know what's written over here. And then he would use it to collect even Mishubadim, even from the Chas Mishubadim. He said, it was made in the courts, it has a call. He would say, this is a regular shtar. The shtar can be used to collect encumbered properties. Right, so Amar Ravashi, Amali Rav Huna Bar Nason, Hachi Amar Amemar. This is what Amemar said. Hai Shtar Parsa, this Persian star, the Chasimi Alei Sahade Yisrael, that was signed by Jewish witnesses, and maybe the same thing applies to an English star, signed by Jewish witnesses, Magbin Ben Yimishabadi. You read it, you can use it to collect the Chasim Mishabadim, you can use it to collect the uncovered properties. Vaha lo yode limikre. But wait, the witnesses, I guess in those days, even though they were living there, the Jewish witnesses didn't speak that language. They don't know Persian, right? And so how can they sign the star without reading it? Maybe somebody read it to them. So I don't know what the gosh is. Maybe someone read it to them or translated it to them. Where it says, but the other day, no, we're talking about Edom who knew Persian. They knew it. But how about Enoch, Sashin, Yochel, his daif? There are certain halachas of a star. And who says that the Persian document had all these halachas? A, it had to be read. B, you need a writing that can't be tampered and forged. He says, no, they did it. Vilekka. So he says, no, Bidavtsin. This star was written on a cloth that was made with... cured with gallnuts, and therefore that star can't be forced or erased. The last line of a star, it has to be sort of be a summary of the remainder of the rest of the star. The lekka, you're not going to have that. So no, but so if you have all the halachas of staros, so the Gemara asks, what did he come to teach me? The chol lashon kosher, then a star written in another language is kosher. Tanina already had that in the Mishnah. Daf Pei Zayin, get shiksavu ivris, the aid of Yavanis. Yavanis, the aid of ivris, kosher. We already know if it's written in Greek, it's kosher. What's the difference between Greek and any other language? So now, ime hahi, if it was just from that Mishnah over there, hava mina, I would have said, hani mili begitin. That's only by a get. Again, Nashim. Again, because they made they were Mekel because of Iguna. Aval b'shtar star is low. Maybe I wouldn't be Mekel. Kamash Milan, even by star shows, if it's written in a different language and it has all the halachas of star, it's not considered a valid star to be govet from the Chasim Mishubadim. Okay. Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says, I don't know what this case is. Nasan la niar chalak. He gives her a what appears to be, I think, a blank piece of paper. The Amr Allah, it says to her, Harezeg Yitech, this is your get. Migureshes, she is divorced. Chayshinon Shema B'mei Milim Ksavo. We're choshesh that maybe he wrote it with Mei Milim, which what we said again was the Golnut. And eventually, and after time, it sort of, you know, this the ink sort of sunk into the shtar.
Wasn't that the supposition
that it has to have some right? Kind of so the if it looks blank, what's your hobby? You think that she's divorced? Right. Tosos is long.
Maybe it's only boilerplate, so it looks like it's just a.
Maybe it's only boilerplate.
If it's only boilerplate, then it could mean nothing because it's all just.
But this is a blank piece of paper. You don't see anything on it. More than the boilerplate, you don't see anything. So if it's blank, what was Yahavim? Let's just read the Gemara, then maybe we'll go back to Tosfos. So Meisvei, right? So Meisvei Hareze Giteich. The Bryce says this is someone says this is your get Unitalto, and you took it back from her. You took something back from her. Uzirakato leyam, and you throw it into water. Ola or into the fire. Ola chol davar oven. You throw it into something and you destroy it.
She threw it.
No, she took it and threw it. No, I think it's him.
Uzirakato
it was him. That's him.
And she took it and threw it into the sea.
He took it. Well, that's how they interpret it. That's how you interpret it.
So here's
he
gets, and she
takes
it and throws it into the sea.
I know what
I
was
going
to say. Should be in a
talto. I don't know, the talto. So she threw it.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter who threw it.
Right, I think you're right. I think it doesn't make a difference who threw it because it's gone. I hear you. All right. Well, that's all right. Unotalto, uzirakto, layam, ola or. It maybe makes more sense what she threw it. She said, "This is your get." I'll show you what I think about your get. And she tosses it into the fire. The Amar, and then he says it wasn't really a get. Rather, it was a star pasimhu, some other type of star, or star amana, migoresh. She's still considered divorced. But lo kol hemeno la osra. So it's not. He's not believed to say that.
And the husband is incapable of
prohibiting. No, she's not married. We don't believe him.
He can't say she's not.
She's not. She can't say that they're still married. We don't believe him.
Yeah, but she has nothing to show.
But we saw it. She doesn't have a receipt. But the get itself is not what makes her divorced. It's the giving of the get that makes her divorced. The get was given to her. Then she took it and tossed it into the fire. But the moment she accepts the get, she's divorced. Now she doesn't have a proof. You got to figure it out. Down the road, she'll have to deal with it. But it's a star kinyan. It's the mesira of the get or the chasim of the get that creates the chalos.
It's Eddie Mesira, obviously.
However you can work it out. But the problem is over here, Taimad Ikaksav. The reason why here it's considered a good get is because we saw that it was written a get. It's Ikaksav. The people around. Taimad Ikaksav. That there was written on it. Halekaksav. If there was no ksav on it, lo. We would say no, that they're not. That's a question on Shmuel. We saw a blank piece of paper. You're saying it's a good get. And here, the only reason why it's good is because you saw something written on it. So you saw something written on it. He said this is your get. She tossed it away, so now we can't see it. But he said it was a get, and B, there was writing on it. We're going to believe that it was a get. Your case, we don't see anything on it. So how is that a get? So the Gemara says, Kikam or Shmuel, what Shmuel says is, Bad Kinle B'maya Dinara. You can sort of, right? Ipolit, polit, ilo polit, lav klumhu. I'm not sure what that means. You can check it. You could check it with water, with some sort of, what sort of water, I guess?
The violet dye.
Okay. With some sort of.
It's burning in a fire and it's
ash. No, that's the second case. The first case is Shmuel with the blank piece of paper.
Yeah, according to Rabbi Scroll, you apply the dye to the blank paper and the dye will bring out.
And the dye brings it out. Yes, right. So then what's Shmuel's. So what's the. So, right. Right. So e lo palit lav klumhu. So the Gemara says b'chi palit. What simple says? So what if it comes out now? Big deal if it comes out now. My have hashnu de palit. It's only coming out now. When you gave her the get, it was blank.
No, it was still there.
It wasn't there. It has to be seen. You're only seeing it now. And before you gave it to her, did you give her anything that's ksav? She didn't see it.
When it was written, you could see it. It just gets absorbed.
But when she gave it to her, when he gave it to her, what was it? It's a blank piece of paper. Sort of seems to be like that.
Passing it on to her, and then now he shows up what's on the paper originally.
Right, Rashi says, "Hashtu the polit ukushahayu bluos," and when it was considered, when it was hidden in the ink, the Gemara says, "Lo hayiksav." That's not a writing. So who cares? So Shmuel Nami, Shmuel also, when he says migureshes, he says chayshinan ka'amar. He says, we're choshesh, which means not mugareshes b'vadai, we're choshesh, which means what? Rashi says, chashinon, shema lo nivlo u yofe. Maybe they weren't, you know, completely, sunk into the paper, and therefore if he would die, right, if he would die, we would say that she's a surah kohen, because maybe it was a good get, but we would say chalitza and not yibum, because maybe, I mean, we just say it's a suffic get. So he doesn't say it's a valid get, he said chashinon. Okay. Amalei Ravina, Ravina says, Amalei Amemar, Amemar says, Hachi Amar Miremar Mishmei de Ravdimi, Hani Beitrei, these two witnesses, the Yoiv Gita Kamayu, that you're presenting the get in front of them, the get, this looks like Edi Masira, the get is being presented in front of them, Tzriche Lemikre, they have to read it, or it has to be read to them. They have to know what's written in the get. So Meisvei, what are you talking about? What about our case? Hareza Giteich, the second case. Unetalto, she took it. Vizarak Liyam, she throws it into the sea, all the oil of her oven. And Chazav Amr, Shtar Pasimhu, Shtar Amanahu, Migureshes, Velokamein Laosra, right? We had the case, he's not believed. I Amar Tzrich Lemikre, Basa de Karu, Imatzi Amr Lehachi. If you had to read it before it's given over, so what's the Chiddush here? Oh, it's a different, it's a Shtar Pasim. We read it, we know what was written in there. What's he trying to claim? So no, Lo Tzricha, he says, no, the case is different over there. What's the Yukimt over there? The basa de kiruyua, after they read it, aile lebe yade, he took the get and put it, I guess, into his pocket, va'afke, and then took it out and gave it to her, and then she takes this get and throws it into the fire. So did he ever give her the valid get? Right? So ma'al detema chalufi chalfe, maybe you'll say that he switched it, and therefore what they read is not what he gave when she tossed in. What she tossed in was the shtar amana. Kamash malan, we're not choshesh for that. Yes, you're safe. Kamash malan, we're not choshesh for that. He didn't switch it. Next case. Hahu gavra, the zark lagita lidibisayu. You had this man who threw a get to his wife, or I guess maybe to her chatzir, livdeni duni, amongst a bunch of barrels. Right? And when they went there to find the get, ishtachach mezuzta, they found a mezuzah. They found a cloth of mezuzah. They didn't find the get. They found a cloth of mezuzah. So Amar of Nachman, mezuzta b'ini dani lo shchicha. It's not typical to have a cloth, a parchment of mezuzah amongst the barrels. Therefore, our assumption is going to be that he may have said, this is your get, but it really wasn't a get, it was a mezuzah, and he tossed it there, and she's not divorced. We're going to assume that that's what he tossed. But, hanin mili, nishtaka chada. That's only if you find one mezuzah there. Avoshtayim shalosh, midahave, have hanami have. If you find two or three mezuzahs in there, they say, oh yeah, maybe this is like a storage place for mezuzahs, and therefore we kind of, then, what he threw was not the mezuzah, because he only threw one thing. And we're finding four mezuzahs lying around here, so those, we're going to say that since at least three of those were there before he got here, his is probably, the fourth one is also there before he got here, and what he tossed is a get, and we just can't find it. Right, v'kitzar emar achbarim shaklu. We say that
the four of them are just assuming he threw mezuzah. No, there's three thing. Other ones there.
Exactly the point. The Gemara says since there are three other mezuzahs there, the assumption is that the fourth one there is also a mezuzah that he tossed.
Right. Correct.
If they found only one mezuzah, we're assuming that the mezuzah was there beforehand, and when he tossed, and therefore the mezuzah was the only thing that was. No, sorry. If you only find one mezuzah, the assumption is that's what he tossed. Yeah. If there are a bunch of mezuzahs over there, you assume that that all the mezuzahs was there beforehand, and what he tossed was taken away by Achbarim, and therefore it's a valid get. Therefore it's a good get. Okay, we'll stop here. 10.